The voices of artificial intelligence, you may be familiar with some of them, like Siri, Alexa, Google Home. For many of us, they give directions, they tell us what the weather will do, they answer questions about life in general, in soothing voices, often a little sensual and almost always female. And a report from the UN's cultural body UNESCO says that's a big problem. Female voices, the report says, sounding somewhat subservient, reinforcing the idea that women are assistants to be ordered around and sexually harassed. David Sparks reports.
I'm Siri, your virtual assistant.
We all know the voice of Siri, Apple's artificial voice, guiding us through the trials and tribulations of life.
Hey Siri, how do I get to the ABC?
Getting directions to ABC.
Whether it's on your phone, in your car, or on your kitchen bench. And whether it's Siri by Apple, or Alexa by Amazon, or Google Home, or any other device, it seems almost none of us bother to change the default female voice. But now a report from the UN's cultural organisation, UNESCO, suggests the practice reflects and reinforces bias against women in a range of ways, including how the voices deal with sexual harassment and verbal abuse, and how they portray how women and girls should respond to requests. Yolanda Vega is a sex discrimination and policy lecturer at Swinburne University.
It's showing us that within technology, young men are still not aware that equality is an issue in our society. So the great majority of these young men were cared for by their mothers. Women are the carers. They raise the children, they educate them, they feed them, they dress them, they clean up after them, and so on. And this teaches our children that women are eager to please, as per the report. So if they're eager to please, and women are seen to be eager to please because their mothers did exactly that, these young men producing software and applications are going back to their default routines because they believe women are the carers and therefore are easy to please, and they can instruct them and command them to do as they want them to do simply by pressing a button.
Yolanda Vega says even where both options are offered, the female voice sounds sexy and submissive, while the male voice is strong and authoritative. The UNESCO report says another problem with always using female voices is that it encourages a tendency to blame them when something goes wrong with the technology. Even in Star Trek's fictional future, the artificial voices of women are fair game for abuse.
Tomato soup.
There are 14 varieties of tomato soup available from this replicator, with rice, with vegetables, bouillon style, with pasta, with...
Plain.
Specify hot or chilled.
Hot. Hot, plain tomato soup.
So, what do people make of the concerns raised by UNESCO?
I can sort of see why people say that, but, like, I'm not sure. Sometimes I think maybe people are reading too much into it. Like, I don't think people who make the programs try to do that on purpose. I think they're thinking, oh, the voice is more soothing compared to, like, a male's voice.
When you think of, like, Cortana and Alexa, they're all female and, like, kind of like a mum, really. No, I still don't care about it, but still, now that, when you think about it, yeah, it is a bit.
That makes sense, but yeah. I also feel like it's a lot easier to hear or listen to a voice that's a woman than a man.
Right.
So I feel like that's not the agenda that they were going for.
But can't you switch it to a man's voice anyway, yeah, even if you wanted to?
You can, but have you ever done that?
No.
No one would want to switch it to a man.
What?
No one wants to listen to a man tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I'd rather a lady, yeah. I guess.
The UNESCO report recommends IT companies stop making digital assistants female by default and also try to come up with a gender-neutral voice.
I'm Siri, but I don't like talking about myself.
David Sparks with that report.